I noticed the ink you have here.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, this one, well, these words are like, it says it's not about structure, it's about impact. And I wrote that when I was in the sixth grade, because we had like an assignment with writing poetry. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely hated school. I went to school till freshman year, and then I left. And ended up finishing like outside of school. I just got my GED. But I definitely wasn't a good student. But I wrote this because like the only class I was excited about was English, because we could write poems and stuff. And it like hit me hard, this one class. We wrote a poem, and they asked if anyone wanted to read it to the class, and I was like, yeah. So I was so stoked, and I stood up there and I read it, and everyone was like in a good mood, and like this like 30-second poem, everyone was like bawling their eyes out at the end, and I was like, success! And I thought I like aced it for sure. And I ended up failing because I got like grammar wrong or something stupid. So I was like, you know what? In my entire life, I'm not going to do things the way they're supposed to be, like, structured and everything. I want to make an impact. So I've lived my life by that forever. And then this one is out of a book written by Brandon Boyd. And it says, upon return, I conjure what was seen. I let it pulse and boil within my limbs. I lay my pencil to the porous page and let my lunatic indulge itself. And that was the first time I ever read anything that could really explain like how I write. Like I was saying, you know, I go out and live my life, and then I just pour it all out on paper. And I kind of let my lunatic indulge itself. So that's the moment where I get to say everything I want, and I don't hold back. So yeah, that's what that means.
Awesome. You guys have